The subject of asthma, we've dealt with it many, many times on this programme. And last week, the Asthma Society of Ireland were highlighting the significant failings in the monitoring of air quality in this country. In fact, Mayo is one of only three counties in this country with a full air quality monitoring station. Along with Dublin and Clare, in Mayo, we are the one of three, as I say, with these monitoring stations that are capable of reporting real-time concentrations of the standard parameters of particle matter. And the society, the Asthma Society, have just released this information, and they're also making the point that better monitoring systems are, in this country, 10 to 15 years behind where they should actually be. And I'm joined on the programme this morning to talk about this very, very concerning issue by Professor John Sudeau. He is a scientific advisor for the Asthma Society, and he is one of their advocates of their new Our Clean Air campaign. First of all, Professor John, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
And thank you, Tommy.
Now, first of all, where in, do you know, I mean, we know in the press statement you say Mayo, Dublin and Clare, the only counties with air quality monitoring stations. Do we have more than one of these stations in Mayo, or is it just the one?
Well, that was going to be my first point, I think, because when you said Mayo, which is correct, it's good for Clare Morris, a population of about 4,000. Not so good for Castle Bar with a population of 12,000 because there is no other monitor there. There's no monitor in Sligo. And the reason, you might ask, is, well, why Clare Morris? It's because that by EU directives, we have to monitor certainly something that's called particulate matter, little bits of soot, tiny soot that can get into the respiratory system, exacerbate asthma, but then go on to cause cardio problems. And four zones are present in Ireland. One is rural, and Clare Morris represents the whole of rural Ireland, including Killarney, Donegal, Enniscorthy, Kilkenny. So you're quite right to ask that very first question. We do need many more because clearly the air pollution in Castle Bar is going to be quite different
to the air pollution in Clare Morris. So, do we know what Bright Spark chose Clare Morris, or who is responsible for the actual putting in place of these monitoring stations?
Well, as I say, the EU is the people that put the directive forward as to what, where, and how we should monitor air pollution, particularly particulates. The EPA were then given the responsibility to divide the country into four zones, A, B, C, D, Dublin, Cork, towns that are of above 15,000 population, and then the rest, rural. And they really only have to monitor one station in each of them. Now, there are other stations as well around the country that don't do what is the important measurement, which is measurement in the real time, in order to be able to tell the public virtually immediately what's the problem. But it's not just the EPA that have to do this. It's local authorities that are supposed to do monitoring as well. I think, in fact, they truly are supposed to do it. And maybe some of you should ask some of your councillors why, and your maybe prospective TDs for the future, is why not do more air monitoring in Mayo? I mean, indeed, in the whole of Ireland,
yeah. The reality on the ground, so therefore, is that Clare Morris, it sounds to me like somebody just got a pen and just threw it at the map, and it happened to end up in Clare Morris. Because, I mean, you know, it could have been Galway, it could have been Sligo, it could have been Roscommon. But from the information that we're getting from these air quality monitoring stations, say for Mayo and for Clare Morris in particular, would you be concerned about the kind of stats that's coming back?
Well, currently, I think I emphasise this, we're talking about some EU directives that there are, and again, specifically about these small particulate matters that really do cause the biggest problems. There are levels which really say, on average, over the year, for this particular area, you should not exceed this level. And Ireland, obviously, is a clean country, but not actually totally clean. We often think of it as a clean and green country, but it is cleaner, obviously, than somewhere in the Black Forest, and close to the Black Forest than the German mid-center. But the World Health Organization, which is the WHO, have also got levels of concern. Basically, the level of concern is that there should be no particulates whatsoever, but that is unrealistic. So their new levels that they are proposing are about half the level that is currently taken up by the EU, and we would then, in Ireland, in certain places, have real problems. We may well have problems in the in towns like Enniscorthy and Killarney because they don't have the smoky coal ban. Indeed, it really should be a totally solid fuel ban that gives rise to these particulates, and also to control agriculture. Agriculture, believe it or not, give rise to an enormous amount in the end of particles which are damaging to health.
I was going to just pose a question to you, John, on the basis you talk about these particulates. Yeah. You know, what are we doing every day of the week that's adding to this? You've already mentioned the putting the coal or indeed solid fuel on the fire. You've mentioned agriculture. Are you talking here about the things like spreading of slurry, fertilizers, that kind of thing?
Absolutely, is one of them with the particulates for farmers, for agriculture, and we really do have to change our habits. And I read today that the Taoiseach has announced that there is going to be some sort of act to do with climate change, but that will have to include clean air. They're totally connected. And one of the planks will be agriculture. And the problem with agriculture is not the primary emissions that it makes. Primary emission it makes, obviously, things like methane and carbon dioxide, but ammonia too. And ammonia is very important coming from the nitrogenous fertilizer,
yeah,
along with nitrous oxide. And to date, really, we haven't thought there's much other problem with the ammonia. But it has been shown just fairly recently that the largest cause of death in Europe, and there are other areas of the United States and in China too, is when the ammonia gets into the atmosphere and then gets transformed chemically into small particulates themselves, and we call those secondaries. You and I normally make primaries. That's by on open fires burning coal, wood, and peat. And actually, wood is twice as bad as coal for making primary particulates. So don't do it in open fireplaces is one lesson that I'd say. And try and invest in solar power. I don't know quite how many sunny days you get up there.
And what advice do you give the farmer who has to get rid of the slurry?
The two main areas certainly are to have better husbandry, so that all of the excrement is which can dry out and then emit to the atmosphere is a problem. But really the major thing they could do is to give up nitrogenous fertilizers today. They're the real.
And how do you make the grass grow?
Well, I mean, there are phosphate fertilizers and things.
Okay.
And really, how did they do that 300 years ago?
Well, maybe they weren't.
Grass still grew then.
It did, but maybe they hadn't the mass stock that some farmers have now.
Well, that's one of the lessons we probably have to learn that may well be in this climate change bill, is really we might want to, and of course farmers don't like to hear this, is that we may have to cut back from the 2020 food expectations that we have because of the price that we and the world have to pay because of climate change.
Okay. And by the way, just in case you think this is irrelevant, it is estimated, isn't it, John, that nearly 2,000 lives are lost in Ireland, or have been lost in this country as a result of exposure to particulate pollution each year in this country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but this is nothing compared to the worldwide. It's 3.3 million premature annual deaths caused by, mainly by the smallest of the particulates.
Oh, yeah. Why is it that we don't have a nationwide smoky coal ban? Some places there is one, in others there isn't. So why was it not just implemented as a blanket piece of legislation?
Well, Alan Kelly, the minister, I think only 2 months ago, proposed that he was going to introduce an act which would ban smoky coal. Things may be overtaken, obviously, because there'll be an election before that. But I would go back to the point again, is that smoky coal, although that's a very good first step to ban nationwide rather than just in Dublin and whatever, is that wood and peat burning are equally bad and, in fact, for wood, far worse.
Which a lot of people will find surprising.
They will indeed, yes. I mean, if they want to find more about this, or you or anybody, the two websites to go are ours. I'm basically the director of a Centre for Research into Atmospheric Chemistry. So if you people want to go to CRAC, that's crac.ucc.ie, there's lots of videos and blogs and things that describe
that,
all this.
That's...
And the Asthma Society, too, have a website.
They have, which is simply asthma, that's asthma.ie. And that website that you've just related to is crac.ucc.ie. And actually, I had a look at that website yesterday, and it really is fascinating, some of the stuff that is on it. And anybody out there who has an interest in clean air, and we should all have, because ultimately it affects every single one of us, not just asthmatics, but everybody in this country, whether it's a respiratory condition or, as you say, it can manifest itself to all sorts of heart issues.
That's
going
right,
forward.
Yeah.
Needs to have a look at it. That's asthma.ie or crac.ucc.ie. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but John, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Pleasure. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Take care. That's Professor John Sadeau there, as part just on talking to us about this new initiative by the Asthma Society of Ireland, advocating much better monitoring around this country, and not just in three counties. And it's the Clean Air Campaign. See asthma.ie and follow the Clean Air links to find out more. It's time for a quick break.